In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Than a locomotive, able to soar higher than any plane, this amazing stranger from the planet Krypton, the Man of Steel, Superman. Possessing remarkable physical strength, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as a mild-mannered newspaper reporter, Clark Kent.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast, where we review all 17 installments of the Max Fleischer Superman series. I'm your host, Dave. I'm joined again by Lord of the Wasteland, Morten Hoof.
That's now, a volcano erupting.
You would think a volcano erupting would elicit like excitement and like, it would wake you up. But in fact, at this point of the little 17-episode marathon that we did in the store here, we're eight episodes in at this point. You began to fall asleep, Mr. Hoof, Mr. Morten Hoof.
Yeah.
You literally dozed off in the store. You're
to
like,
this Apocalypse Video store in the middle of nowhere.
Sector 2 from Sector 9 is a long trip, so.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I know. This is just conveying it for people who don't know the distance. But yeah, this was also the point for me when my eyes honestly started I was like nodding off a little bit because the episode itself, it's another one of the episodes where there's too much backstory to cram into a newspaper. Like, here's the exposition. They have a guy talking about like the island, the volcano, the fact that there was an eruption thousands of years ago, wrecked the town underneath. Now it's been dormant for like thousands of years and a new town has sprung up, an even bigger, better town. But scientists have discovered like tremors or blah, 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 that's about to erupt. So there's a lot of backstory crammed in, and usually when that happens, certainly this far into the series, I start to nod off a little bit. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, I just don't care. And this is another one with no villain. The antagonist is a volcano, basically. It's a natural disaster, and Superman has to stop it. And it's just, it's kind of routine at this point. Like, this deep in, I'm really like, I think all you really need are like maybe the first few installments. After this, it's just sort of like, I think they were starting to run out of ideas. And it's like, what cool things can we have Superman go up against? And I will say this for this episode. There are some cool visuals and cool lighting in it with the volcano and the red and all that. Like the lava looks great as far as animation goes.
Yeah, it does.
And just like, excuse me. One thing I'll say that this episode does differently, or maybe that it expands upon from previous episodes, Lois is straight up just a cutthroat reporter to the point where she steals Clark's press pass, makes him go back to the station to get one, the police station, whatever, and which I love because it allows us some really funny visuals of like Clark just waiting with his hat in his hands, like, literally twiddling his thumbs while she goes through the story. But it's interesting because like out of all Superman, the Superman mediums, live action movies, cartoons, comics, whatever, like this is the one where it seems like Lois like legit like just doesn't like Clark and is willing to just do anything to get the story and literally fuck over anyone else. It's a little interesting in that sense.
Yeah. I don't really remember too much about this episode. In my notes. Okay. So at the end of the episode, Clark catches her or
she's on a cable car.
Yeah, she's on a cable. No, but at the end, Clark like basically busts her for stealing his press pass, right?
Oh, it's like, if only I hadn't lost my press pass.
And then she's there with him. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Cause, so I have the, this is, I'll just read my notes here. And then we can decipher them because I don't really remember exactly everything, but my notes here are kind of funny. So it says, Clark catches Lois at Anne for stealing press pass. We already saw Lois kiss Clark in the dark by accident. Dubious morals. Keep him quiet. Know what I'm saying?
Wait, what? All right, you're going to have to, I want you to repeat that. That made no sense.
Yes, it does. Well, I mean, we'll make sense of it. So Clark catches Lois at the end for stealing the press pass.
If only I had my press pass.
We already saw Lois kiss Clark in the dark by accident in a previous episode.
Oh, that's right, where things got sexy. So we saw that.
Now, dubious morals. Keep him quiet. Know what I'm saying?
You'll have to explain it to me. I don't see where this is going.
So if Clark knows that Lois, or yeah, if Lois purposely sabotaged the mission, then she's going to have to do something to keep him quiet, not tell the bosses.
Well, I don't think she sabotaged the mission. She just wanted to get the story for herself. That's why like she wanted Clark to just stay behind.
Yeah, but she stole his press pass.
Just so he couldn't get in. Like, she didn't do anything extra with it. I guess I'm missing the point here.
Yeah. You...
Well, like, are you getting so I don't get, are you getting this from the way he like dangles it in front of her? Like, if I, you know, he wags it at her. Mm-hmm. Like, if only I had my press pass.
Yeah.
Well, what's the chief gonna do? Like, they still got the story. Superman saves the day. He like diverts the lava, and the town is somewhat saved. There's a bunch. Again, this is another case of big collateral damage where a lot of houses were destroyed. I don't think he's going to say anything. He's just being like, you know, cold or, you know, dumb. Like, if I had my press pass. You know, I don't think he's in trading sexual favors or anything. I just think he's like, oh, Lois, you scamp.
All right.
I don't see it, Nick. I don't see him going like, I'm going to tell the chief, Lois, unless you do things. Like, I don't see that at all.
You're not seeing the real picture, Dave.
Maybe not yet, but maybe in future installments I'll see this. This will be uncovered. I just don't see it yet. I think he was just saying, like, God, Lois, I hate you. Or you're like the worst.
I think there was a veiled threat that he's going to tell the boss what she did.
But they got the story anyway.
That's not the point.
Well, I don't think Perry would care, though. Remember, if you recall, Perry was the one back in the Arctic Giant installment where he's like, really, you say if it thaws, the creature could still be alive? Lois, get down there and thaw that thing. Like, Lois is his prime reporter.
Yeah, but that has no bearing on it. Like, if Lois didn't steal that press pass, the story still would have happened.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, he just would have. Wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. Because then, what would have happened if Clark was with her?
The same thing.
So, from her point of view, stealing his press pass, I'm just trying to get into her head and think of what that would do.
That's what I'm saying.
Lois is dumb. Why? I don't understand. Yeah, you're right. What would that have done?
Because she just did something messed up, and now Clark found out.
Like, it would have made more sense if, well, I guess she was just afraid of who would get the credit for the story, but it's like they're both there, so you think they would just share a story credit, right?
No one's going to believe this story, Lois.
That's later. That made no sense. We'll get to that, but yeah, Volcano, you know, some interesting visuals, and Lois being a lot more cutthroat for no reason, because they were both there at the same time. Didn't make sense to steal the press pass, but yeah. Kind of a, I wouldn't recommend this one. I didn't really
the
care.
The title card is really cool.
The lava coming down and stuff.
Yeah, it's fire.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not much. That's not enough for me to recommend this one. Like, again, like, because it's worth noting, this is another instance of him saying,
this looks like a job for Superman.
This looks like a job for Superman. Like, they don't care, and I don't care. So we're eight in, and I'm already starting to just feel like, just feeling bored going in. And this was, again, this is the one where both of us, like, our eyes started to, like, droop, and then our heads started to nod up, and just, yeah. So, wouldn't recommend this one in really any capacity. But that's going to do it for the eighth installment We'll be back next time with Terror on the Midway.